I need to be the captain of this friendship. That's my goal. I need to steer us back in the right direction, and all will be right in the world again. As Birdie has pointed out to me many times, I have resting flirt face. So I just need to not flirt with my face, or my abs, or my butt. I knock on her front door before using my spare key. That's how close we are. We have spare keys to each other's places. She waters my plants when I'm out of town, and she felt weird about having my spare key if I didn't have one of hers. That's how much she trusts me. And how do I repay her? By obsessing about her delicate, petal pink nipples. I scan the living room and spot her in the kitchen. Shit. She took off her cardigan. Now she's only wearing a strappy top thing. Now there's one less layer of clothing between me and her boobs. She took it off because she wants me to make a move. But she also took out her contacts and put her glasses on. Mixed messages. But also hot. How you doing? Shit. I Joey'd her. From 20 feet away. Knee-jerk reaction. I am definitely flirting with my face, too. She rolls her eyes at me. But she's grinning. And blushing. And pouring herself another glass of wine. Which is interesting.
I am well. Thought I'd lost you. You want to help me finish off this wine? There's only a little left in this bottle.
I really shouldn't. I lift my sweater up and pat my rock-hard belly. Which counts as ab flirting. Shit! Got a couple of shirtless scenes coming up. I shouldn't have had the Guinness.
Aw, come on.
She chides, pouring out about 2 mouthfuls of red wine into a coffee mug.
Your abs called while you were out. They want pizza. And wine.
Oh, yeah? I join her in the kitchen and pick up that mug. Your brain called while I was out. It wants an orgasm. Or 20. She nearly chokes on her wine, and I swear to God I didn't even think that comment through before I said it. That was my bad. You okay? I reach over to rub her back, but she steps away from me. Her eyes are watering, but when she finally regains her composure, she is frowning at me.
I happen to be all good on the orgasm front, thanks.
And now I'm just thinking about all the things I do to the front of her to give her an orgasm. Or 20. Happy to hear it. I raise my mug. I think it's about time my friend meets the O'Sullivan side of Eddie Cannavale. May your given hand never fail you, Bertie Beckett. I offer as a toast in my finest Irish brogue. She blinks once, and then I am met with a blank stare. That may have been too brief of a toast, so I try again. May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your front door. I polish off my wine. Crickets. More blank stare. Total bromance fail. Serves me right. I will have to try harder, RE the friend thing. Or possibly try harder at seducing her. But I can't do both at the same time. Can I? Cancel your dinky little roomette on Amtrak. I'm booking us 2 of the big bedroom suites.
Birdie, I'll cancel it after you've booked the other sleeper rooms and reimburse you.
Don't worry about it. Just cancel your tickets. I got this. Round trip. I'm on the Amtrak website right now.
You don't have to leave NYC when I do. You'll hardly be able to spend any time with Alana.
It's fine. She'll be fine with it. Cancel your tickets.
You aren't going to stop texting me until I've canceled them, are you?
Damn right I'm not. Just do it. You can thank me later. Eddie. Did you cancel your tickets?
Birdie, yes, Edward, I canceled them.
Okay, because it turns out they only had 1 family bedroom from LA to Chicago. But the good news is I booked it for us. It's the biggest room they had. The bad news is I booked it for us, and it's the only sleeper room they have left now. There's supposedly tons of seating areas by day, up to 4 bunk beds at night, access to a private bathroom and shower in the car. I mean, if it's big enough for a family of 4, there will be plenty of room for the 2 of us. You don't have to reimburse me. Big Daddy's got you covered. You're welcome. Hands up if you're excited. Man raising hand emoji. Hello?
I am so mad at you right now.